Tire Center, Delnord Ambulance, Oat Hill Organic Beef, Morjon Parts and Service, McFerrin's Tax and Bookkeeping Services, Valvoline Henry's Car Wash, McDonald's, Eco Nutrients, England Marine, Chawell Benz and Hartwick, Chimney Craft, Lisa McCowan, South Coast Appliance, and Brian's Beach Dogs. And now, with a game of the week, here's John Pritchett and Mad Dog John Horner.
Memorial Invitational here in the seaside town of Fort Bragg, California. Hi, I'm John Horner, and welcome to another broadcast of Warrior Basketball on KPOD 97.9 FM and on DelnordSports.com. The 10-2 Warriors are tipping off against the host team, 3-4 Fort Bragg Timberwolves, here in the showcase game of the night. Can the Warriors' swarming defense be too much for the turnover-prone Timberwolves squad tonight? We will soon find out. It's a wild crowd tonight, and these teams are ready to get after it. Tip-off is less than 6 minutes away. We'll be back in a few moments with a preview of today's contest. We're broadcasting live with Warrior Pride. You're listening to Delnord Warrior Sports.
It's time now for the Delnord Warrior pregame show. We'll be back with more information coming up next. And our legendary sportscaster sponsors are Center Coast Hospital, Iuchi Hamlet, H&R Block, Ambro WSG, and Delnord Tire.
The home of Delnord Warrior Sports, 97.9 K-Pod, broadcasting live with Warrior Pride. Go Warriors!
Is hip pain keeping you from golf, gardening, or playing with the grandkids? Introducing orthopedic surgeon Dr. Jack Bella, who's recently joined the staff at Sutter Coast Community Clinic. Dr. Bella has over 30 years of experience as a board-certified orthopedic surgeon, and he specializes in anterior hip replacements, which can lead to faster recovery to help you get back to doing the things you love.
For hip pain or other orthopedic needs, call Dr. Bella's office at 707-464-5974.
Delnord Warrior Sports, broadcasting live with Warrior Pride. Thanks to our legendary sportscasters.
And our legendary sportscaster club member sponsors are Curry Equipment, Crescent City Glass, Crescent Cabinets, and Crescent City Les Schwab Tire Center.
The home of Delnord Warrior Sports, 97.9 K-Pod, broadcasting live with Warrior Pride. Go Warriors!
Now, let's get back to the pregame show right here on 97.9 K-Pod Country.
Welcome back to the Warrior pregame show as the Delnord Lady Warriors are ready to battle the Fort Bragg Timberwolves here in the semifinal round of the Fort Bragg Invitational. I would like to thank all the Warrior fans back at home for tuning into this New Year's Showcase Tournament. And a shout-out to all the Warrior alumni around the country still following the Warriors on DelnordSports.com. Well, let's take a look how these two teams got here to the semifinals. We can take a look at the bracket for the boys, for the girls' side. It was Fort Bragg beating Durham 42-28 in the first round. That led them to here, and Delnord beat Trinity 46-28 to set up the semifinal match. And on the up top side, in the last couple games ago, Windsor lost to Upper Lake. Upper Lake is in the championship game, awaiting the winner of this game. And Windsor will be playing for third against the loser of this game right here. And Delnord yesterday was way too much to handle for the Trinity Wolfpack, as the Warriors defeated the Wolfpack 46-28. Delnord was led by Lily Nunez. She had 18. And Brooklyn Carter chipped in 9 points also for the Warriors. Let's take a look at the starting lineup here for Fort Bragg. They'll be starting sophomore Natalia Bowles, number one. Senior Montana Robles, number four. Senior Maddie Triplett, number 10. Sophomore Lamara Hendricks, number 14. And senior Caroline Comer, number 23, for Fort Bragg and for Del Norte. They will start with the five they started with yesterday. Junior Lily Nunez. Junior Anissa Batega. Senior Gianna Taylor. Junior Kamora McCovey. And junior Jacqueline Corbett. Talking to both coaching staffs, it's a battle of two wills here, as the Fort Bragg coaching staff is definitely worried about the pressure this Del Norte defense has provided here off the get-go, as they've been a swarming defense on both on post and up front. And for Fort Bragg, their athleticism needs to get up and down the floor and take care of the ball. It's going to be the biggest key to the game here for Fort Bragg. Talking to the coach, he says, we got to play turnover-free basketball to stay with Del Norte's defense and not let them run up and down the floor like they did against Trinity last night. Keys to the game for Del Norte, they've got to take care of the ball and they've got to make sure they move the ball around the perimeter. They can't get stagnant on the offensive side. Defensively, stay up, do what they do. Try not to reach. Del Norte's done a good job of moving their feet and playing defense. And fronting the post is going to be huge, not only in this game, but I watched the upper leg game earlier, and Coach Clifton was here watching also. If the Warriors are able to get by this game, they're going to have a formidable opponent in Upper Lake, still undefeated, small school, and they are formidable opponents, and they got some bigs underneath, and it'll be a big test for the Warriors if the Warriors can get there. On the Hiuchi Hamlet halftime report tonight, I got big news from the wrestling world as the Warriors are making waves all the way down in Brentwood, California. Girls had a great showing yesterday in the first of their tournament, and the boys in the first round today, very impressive scores. 9 of the 11 wrestlers went undefeated today, and they are ranked, they are third out of 70 teams so far after the first day of action. We'll talk a little bit more about that at halftime. Warriors are in their blue away uniforms. Fort Bragg host team in their whites. Jumping will be Gianna Taylor. We'll be jumping up against Hendrick. So here we go, Warrior fans. Semifinals heading to the championship. Fort Bragg will win the tip. Robles across midcourt, right side to Comer. Underneath to Hendrick. She's going to pop it back outside. Gets it back on the low post. We have a foul on the baseline. Kimura's going to pick it up, I believe, as she reached around on the low post. Kimura McCovey picks up the foul. Or Braggle inbound underneath with the new shot clock. She gets the ball in way up deep to Robles, guarded by Anissa. Right side to Triplett. Dribble drive by Triplett up with the shot, no good. Rebound's going to go to Corbett. Corbett's out in transition. She'll push it across midcourt. Over to Nunez. Nunez will fire the three from the wing and knock it down. Nothing but net for the junior. 3-0 your score. Warriors up. An unforced turnover for Bragg in the backcourt, and it's going to be Warrior ball that quick. Nunez gets it into Anissa. Fort Bragg will pick up man-to-man full court as Anissa comes across midcourt. Guarded tightly out on top by Robles. High post to Corbett. She goes by Hendrick. Up with the shot. Gets the shot blocked. Big block by Comer. And she's going to bring it back the other way. Fort Bragg on in transition. Robles will pull it back out and find Hendricks on the low post. She'll go up. Ball's blocked by Gianna Taylor out of bounds. It's going to be Fort Bragg ball. Good defensive play by Taylor. Getting a piece of that one as Hendricks went up. Warriors did good getting back on defense there. Fort Bragg tried to push transition. Inbounding will be Triplett underneath their basket. Gets it into Bowles. Bowles, great drop, step move. Strong move by Italia Bowles. She'll pick up a two-point basket. Warriors lead down to one. Just underway here in the game. 3-2 your score on the Central Coast Hospital scoreboard. Dribble drive by Nunez. She'll kick it out to Anissa. She misses a three-point basket. Ball's loose, picked up by Fort Bragg. The first three-point basket by Anissa off the mark from the corner. Triplett with the ball out on the left, out on top to Bowles. Bowles will reset, goes left side back out on top. Hendricks over to Robles. Guarded by Anissa. Back out on top to Comer. Right side to Triplett. Two on the shot clock. They got to get something up. Ball stolen by Corbett. Corbett out in transition. She's going to slow it back down. And we're going to have a foul on the ball. Great steal by Corbett on the low post. Foul's going to go against Hendricks. She'll pick up her first. We got a foul on McCovey and a foul on Hendricks. Both small forwards in the grand scheme of things here. Both very athletic. Nunez with the ball out on top. Dribble drive. She's going to kick it out to Taylor. Taylor dribble drive middle of the key. Skip pass to Anissa, but it's going to go out of bounds. Unforced turnover for the Warriors also as Brooklyn Carter quickly comes in the ballgame. Brooklyn comes in for Taylor. Pass comes in. Triplett will bring it across midcourt, guarded by Nunez. Ball goes high post to Hendricks. Back to Triplett. Ball fake, dribble drive. Right by Nunez, and Nunez is going to pick up the foul. Nunez got caught on her toes there. She's going to pick up the foul on the drive. First foul against Nunez, but it's going to send Triplett to the line to shoot two. First free throw is no good. Like I said, in the other semifinal game, it was Upper Lake beating Windsor by a final score 62-49. Second free throw also no good. Rebound's going to be to Kimura. And we're going to have Hendricks picking up a cheap one way back. Hendricks picks up her second foul. Big foul right there. She's going to have to come out of the ball game with two fouls in as many minutes. Into the ball game will be Ivanke. Sonia Ivanke in the ball game for Fort Bragg. Nunez slowly coming across midcourt. Over to Anise on the corner, high post to Kimura. Kimura goes up with the shot blocked by Comer. Great block by Comer. Ball's loose on the ground, picked up by Fort Bragg. Comer, that's her second block already tonight. Definitely a force underneath. Thought about the shot, goes ball's corner. Comer with a shot, no good. Rebounded by Bowles. Bowles will get it back out on top. They'll reset to Robles. High post to Ivanke. Dribble drive up, got it. Off the bench, the senior picks up a two-point basket, and Fort Bragg has their first lead of the ballgame, 4-3. Lawrence Stutes will check in at the next dead ball. Nunez with the ball, dribble drive, tries to break the double team, and there's going to be a blocking foul. Foul's going to go against Triplett. She'll pick up her first 13 foul. As Stoats comes in and Kimura comes out. Stoats had a great game defensively last game. Catches the ball, puts it up, misses. And we're going to be out of bounds off the Timberwolves. It's going to be Delmore ball. Underneath their own basket, Nunez inbound. Gets it into Stutes, back to Nunez, get back to Anissa. Anissa fires the three from the wing, no good. Long rebound, going to go to Fort Bragg. That's going to be Robles in transition back the other way. Fort Bragg leading by one, 4-3 your score. Comer with the ball. Dribble drive baseline. She's stopped. Goes high post to Bull. Ball's loose on the ground. We're going to have a foul, a reaching foul on Brooklyn Carter, number one. She'll pick up her first. That's three team fouls on both now. As both teams defensively playing very strong, very aggressive. Inbounding will be Robles. Over to Bulls. Bulls up with the shot. No good. Ball's loose on the ground in the middle of the key. Who's going to come up with it? It's going to be a jump ball as Robles and Corbett were tied up. Possession arrow is going to go to Del Norte, so Nunez will bring it back across midcourt. Midway through the first quarter, Warriors trail by one, 4-3 your score. Nunez high post to Corbett. Gets the ball knocked away from her. She picks it back up, and they'll reset. 10 on the shot clock. Nunez with the ball gets a pick from Corbett. three-point basket on the wick, and she's fouled. Nunez will go to the line to shoot three as Comer will pick up the foul. And that'll be her first foul. 14 fouls. Nunez to the line.
Warriors' best free throw shooter.
67% from the free throw line. Knocks down the first one. Lily Wilson set to check in the game. Second free throw is also good. Wilson will go in for Stoops. Or no, sorry. Wilson will go in for Corbett. Jacqueline will take a seat. Very big lineup for the Warriors here. It's going to be interesting to see how this plays. As Stoops and Wilson are both formidable inside opponents. Shot goes up, no good. Rebound by Stoops. She brought it down, and it got tied up. So it's going to be possession 2-4 Bragg. Always teach our big girls, never bring the ball down after a rebound. So the possession arrow went to Fort Bragg. Here comes them back the other way. Up on top to Bowles. Bowles, right side, to triplet. Gets it underneath to Ivan K, but she loses the handle. It's going to be a turnover on the Timberwolves. It's going to be Warrior ball. Tried to get it down underneath to Ivan K, but she lost the handle there. End of the ball game for Fort Bragg is Britton. Number 30, guard Nunez out on top. Nunez high post to Stoops. Back to Lily. Lily up with the shot. No good. Ball's knocked out of bounds off Wilson. And it's going to be Fort Bragg ball. Warriors have the 5-4 lead after the two made free throws by Nunez. Britton across midcourt. Britton goes high post to Bowles. Spin move. Backside. Great pass underneath to Epperson in the game. Over to Bowles, up on top to Britton. Britton dribble drive, ball's loose on the ground, picked up. Five on the shot clock. Bowles fires a 15-footer. No good, ball's loose. It's going to be great positioning by Wilson. And we're going to have a foul against Fort Bragg. That's number three. That's going to be Epperson picking up the foul. That'll be five team fouls against Fort Bragg. Bottega gets the ball to Nunez. Nunez across midcourt, slowly coming across. Burned about 10 seconds coming across. 15 on the shot clock, and Nunez has on the left wing. Underneath to Wilson. Wilson, great look. Great look by Wilson to Stoops. But it's going to be a foul as Wilson was fouled on the pass. So it'll be Lily will inbound the ball. Inbounded Wilson. Nunez has it right side to Anissa. Anissa up with the shot. No good. Rebound by Stoops. Out to Brooklyn Carter. Carter fires the three. No good. Ball's loose on the ground, picked up by Fort Bragg. Out the other way, Britton, out to Hendricks. Blocked shot by Carter, but she's going to get called for the foul. Carter picks up her second foul. Sends Hendricks to the line to shoot two. First free throw, no good. Second free throw, three deep knee bends. Up with the second one. Also no good. Rebound to Stoops, though. Stoops out to Carter. Carter out in transition, coast to coast. Up with the shot, knocks it down. Brooklyn Carter, two-point basket. Warriors lead by three. 7-4 your score with 1:50 left here in the second quarter. Hendricks with the ball, low post, guarded by Franz. She's going to go up, and she's going to get fouled. Hendricks will go back to the line. The foul's going to go against Franz. Franz picks up her first. That's going to be the fourth team foul, fifth team foul against the Warriors. back to the line will be Hendricks, where she missed her last two. Third one on the way, and it's good. Cuts the lead to 2-7-5 your score, as Robles comes back in the ball game. Give Triplett a break. Second free throw on the way, back iron, no good. Rebound by Stoop. Out to Nunez. Nunez pushes in transition. Dribble drive over to Carter. Carter will fire the three from the wing. No good. Long rebound's going to go to Stoops, though. Stoops will go back up. No good. Rebound by Franz. Franz will put it up, and she'll get fouled. Hendricks is going to pick up her third foul with 1 minute left here in the first quarter. Yep. As Franz is going to go to the line to shoot two. Franz misses the first one as Corbett comes back in. Jacqueline won't go back in. She'll go in for the shooter, Franz, if she makes it. Hendricks will take another quick seat with three fouls, and Bowles comes back in the ballgame. Second free throw is good. Good minutes by Kiki. As Jacqueline comes back in, Warriors lead by 3, 8-5 your score. Brynn across midcourt, guarded by Nunez. Dribble drive, middle of the key, tries to get it to Bowles, ball's loose on the ground. Anissa comes up with it, tries to get it to Nunez. We're going to have a jump ball. It's going to be Delnor ball on the loose. So Batego inbound to Nunez and will slowly come across midcourt once again. 1:15 left here in the first quarter. Warriors lead by 3, 8-5 your score. High post to Corbett. Went up with the shot and she got fouled. Great move by Jacqueline. Strong move in the middle of the key and she got fouled. Foul's going to go against Ivan K. She picks up her first. It'll be bonus for the Warriors from here on out. But that was on the shot, and Jacqueline misses the first one. Anissa takes a break as Taylor comes back in. Triplett comes in, and out of the ballgame will be Epperson. Jacqueline at the line to shoot her second free throw. Second one is good. The Warrior extends their lead out to 4. 9-5 your score. As Britton comes across midcourt, guarded tightly by Nunez. Back out on top to Robles, guarded by Taylor. Right side to Britton, dribble drive middle of the key, and we're going to have a timeout with the clock stopping at 50 seconds left here in the first quarter. That'll give a chance for us to say hello to some of our Sportscaster Club members, including our title sponsors. The scoreboard's brought to you by Sutter Coast Hospital. Halftime show will be brought to you by Hiuchi Hamlet, gas, fishing tackle, and snacks for your Wild Rivers adventures. And Brian's Beach Dog, relish today, catch up tomorrow. Grab a dog and more in Harbor. South Coast Appliances, new and used appliances behind Dutch Bros in Brookings and in Crescent City. Lisa McCallum, State Farm Agent, like a good neighbor, Lisa is there. And Chimney Craft, working for you since 1992, trying to keep you warm and happy. Warriors will be in bonus from here on out. Not even done with the first quarter yet. As it's 8 fouls against the Timberwolves and 5 against the Warriors. Brynn will be inbounding the ball in from the side court. Gets it into Triplett in the backcourt and she'll slowly come across midcourt. 15 on the shot clock, 45 on the game clock. Dribble handoff over to back to Triplett. On top to Robles. Underneath, ball's knocked away, picked up by Nunez. 35 on the game clock. Dribble drive all the way to the basket. Jump shots up, no good. Ball's loose. Off the Warriors, it's going to be Timberwolf ball. Shot clock will be turned off, 29 seconds left. Warriors trying to get a 2-for-1 there, drone to the basket quickly. Comer comes back into the ball game. Here comes Triplett across midcourt, guarded by Carter. Right side to Britton. Back out on top to Comer. Over to Robles. Bowles has it on the low post. No good. Rebounded by Stoops. The 5-foot jumper from the low block, no good for Bowles. Warriors quickly back the other way. Nunez, dribble drive middle of the key, kicks it out to Carter. Carter, 15-footer on the way, knocks it down. Pretty stroke for Brooklyn Carter at the end of the quarter. And the Warriors are going to take an 11-5 lead into the second quarter. We'll be back here in just a moment. We're broadcasting live with Warrior Pride. You're listening to Del Norte Warrior Sports.
Del Norte Warrior Sports, broadcasting live with Warrior Pride. Thanks to our legendary sportscasters.
And our Sportscaster Club members' sponsors are Del Norte Ambulance, Oat Hill Organic Beef, More John Parts and Service, and McPheron's Tax and Bookkeeping Services.
The home of Del Norte Warrior Sports, 97.9 K-Pod, broadcasting live with Warrior Pride. Go Warriors! Del Norte Warrior Sports, broadcasting live with Warrior Pride. Thanks to our legendary sportscasters.
And our Sportscaster Club member sponsors are Valvoline Henry's Car Wash, McDonald's, Eco Nutrients, and Ingle Marine Supply.
The home of Del Norte Warrior Sports, 97.9 K-Pod, broadcasting live with Warrior Pride. Go Warriors!
Welcome back, Warrior fans. Getting ready for the second quarter here. Fort Bragg's got the first possession. Warriors lead by 6 heading into the second quarter here. Fort Bragg has it. Britton with the ball up on top. She'll go right side. Warriors done a great job of defending the interior for the Wolfpack and for the Timberwolves. Ball stolen by Brooklyn Carter. Back the other way. Easy layup for Brooklyn. 2-point basket. Ball's knocked out of bounds off Fort Bragg. Great hustle by Triplett to try to save it, but the ball goes out of bounds. Unforced turnover by Fort Bragg, and they're going to get a quick timeout. So the quick bucket by Brooklyn Carter, followed by the turnover by the Timberwolves, and Fort Bragg gets a quick timeout. With that timeout, we'd like to say hello to some more of our Sportscasters Club members, including Sutter Coast Hospital, serving our community with care. Chalwell, Benz, and Hartwick. Good luck, Warrior fans, from Team CBH, your local accounting and tax firm. And Blue Star Gas, propane sales and services, Crescent City and Brookings. So just underway here in the second quarter, it's going to be Del Norte ball off the turnover. Foul situation for Fort Bragg. Hendricks, their most dominant inside player, has 3 fouls. Taylor with the ball on the top of the key goes right side to Anissa. Anissa fires a 3 from the wing. No good. Rebound's going to go to Stoots. Stoots will go back up. No good. Rebound by Bowles. Bowles is out in transition after the rebound. Great athletic play over to Comer. Dribble drive up to the basket. No good. Ball's loose on the ground, and we're going to have a jump ball. This Carter and Robles got into it. Got to love the sophomore, Brooklyn Carter, getting in the mix. Possession arrow is going to go to Del Norte as Winningham comes off the floor. She started the second quarter. I missed that one. Bree started the second quarter. She just came out. Taylor comes back in. Full court pressure by Fort Bragg now, and Nunez breaks it easily. And she's going to get fouled as going down the sideline. It's going to be bonus situation. Going to be 1-1. It's going to be Land picking up the foul. Peyton Land, the junior in the ballgame. And that'll put Nunez at the line. Best free throw shooter for the Warriors at 67%. First free throw's up, and it's no good. Rebounded, goes out. Saved by Timberwolves over to the Warriors, and Nunez hands it off to Stoots, and she gets the easy bucket. Lauren Stoots with her first points of the game. And the Warriors lead by 10. Another steal by the Warriors. Deanna Taylor, coast to coast. Easy layup by Taylor. Another timeout by Fort Bragg as they've rattled off the first 6 points of the second quarter, and they lead 17-5. both off turnovers by the Timberwolves right there. Fort Bragg knew coming into this game, if they could cut back on their turnovers, they could stay in this. But they knew that the Warriors could feed off the turnovers and stretch this out, and exactly what they've done. They led by 6 at the end of the quarter, but after 6 straight points, they lead by 12 now. Some of our Sportscasters Club members include Eco-Nutrients, local organic fertilizer for the backyard gardener in you. McDonald's, stop by after the game for a burger. Go Warriors! L&L Design and Construction, commercial and residential construction, now licensed in Oregon. So the foul situation for Fort Bragg, along with turnovers here, is kind of snowballed into a 12-point lead for the Warriors. Defensively, the Warriors have done a great job on the perimeter, not allowing them to, Fort Bragg, to get anything going offensively, as they've held the Timberwolves to 5 points so far this game. 17-5 your score. Fort Bragg will inbound the ball. Britton will give it up to Triplett coming across midcourt. Triplett goes right side to Britton in the game. Britton dribble drive at the high post. She's going to back it in. She's going to shoot it up, and we're going to have a foul. We're going to have a foul on Taylor. 16 fouls will be bonus for Fort Bragg next time, but Britton's going to go up for 2. Britton's first free throw off the back iron is good. Knocks down her first free throw. Second free throw on its way. 17-6 your score. Second one's also good, 17-7. As Ivan K comes back in for Fort Bragg, and Britton will take a seat. Full court pressure by the Warriors, but Nunez breaks it easily. Gets it over to Stutz underneath. Ball's blocked. Comer with this, her third block, and Fort Bragg coming back the other way. Not extra tall Comer is, but she's very athletic and anticipates the post play. Around the perimeter, for Fort Bragg is land. Down to the low post, Ivan K up with the shot, no good, rebounded by the Warriors. Stutz comes down with the out to Taylor. Taylor's out in transition, up, and she's going to get fouled as the Warriors are relentless on pushing the pace. And Taylor will go to the line to shoot. It'll be double two shots as Bowles is going to pick up the foul. Taylor to the line to shoot her first free throws of the night. She misses the first one. Warriors struggling from the line tonight. Only 4 of 9 from the line so far. Second free throw is good. Make that 5 of 10. Warriors stretch it out to an 11-point lead with Taylor's free throw. Comer back the other way. Got the ball on the right wing. Looking for cutters. Tries to go underneath. Ball's knocked away. Picked up by Ivan K. Back out on top to Bull. Bull kicks it right side. That is land in the ballgame for Fort Bragg. Ball's kicked out of bounds by Koi Pa McQuillan in the ballgame, and it's going to be Fort Bragg ball. 11 seconds on the shot clock. Inbounding is Triplett, gets it into Comer. Make that 7 seconds. Bowles has got a high post, guarded by Stutz. Back out on top. Shot goes up by Triplett, knocks it down. 2-point basket, just put on the line there. Triplett gets her first bucket of the game. 18-9 your score. Nunez breaks the double team in the backcourt. Finds Stutz. Easy look. Lauren knocks it down. Great job by Lauren. She's got 4 this quarter. 20-9 your score. Across midcourt is Fort Bragg. Comer with the ball on top. Comer over to Ivan K. Right side to Triplett. Triplett fires the 3. No good. Rebounded by Anissa. Anissa quickly coming back the other way. Up on top to Stutz, over to Koi. Koi Paw for 3, knocks it down. McQuillan with her first basket. The junior extends the lead out to 14. Bowles back the other way. Dribble drive, kicks out to Comer, is going to fire the 10-footer. No good, rebound's going to go loose on the ground, and we're going to have It's going to be Delanor ball out of bounds.
Nope.
We're going to have a foul. Comer picks up her second foul. That'll be two-shot foul because it's double bonus. Anissa will go to the line to shoot him. Anissa, 75% free throw shooter for the Warriors. Big free throws here. Knocks down the first one. 4:30 left here in the second quarter on the Sutter Coast Hospital scoreboard. As the Warriors lead out to 15, 24-9. In the ballgame for the first time, 4-4 Bragg is Kurtai. Jenna Kurtai. Into the ballgame, 4-4 Bragg. Second free throw also good. Knocks them both down. Nisa got her first 2 points of the game. And the Warrior lead is out to 18. Warriors have only allowed 9 points. Here comes Fort Bragg back the other way. It's Robles back out on top to Ivan K. Ivan K looking underneath, falls loose, knocked away by Koipoff. We're going to have a, looks like a jump ball situation from the corner. Nobody can get to it. Now we're going to have a jump ball, so it's going to be Fort Bragg ball. It was a scrum in the corner over there. I couldn't tell who was going to get to it. Good hustle by both squads. Diving on the floor for that one. Trip little inbound underneath their own basket. Gets the Bulls. Ball's knocked out of bounds. It's going to be Warrior ball. Turnover by Fort Bragg. Full time out by Coach Clifton. So let's set the stage here. It'll be bonus for Fort Bragg next time Delnor has a foul. The Warriors are in double bonus. Your score is 25-9. 4 minutes left here in the second quarter. The Warriors leading by 16. The foul situation, Brooklyn Carter has 2. Foul situation for Fort Bragg is Epperson has 2. Hendricks, their post player, has 3. And Comer has 2. Delnor has held Fort Bragg to 3 field goals so far in the first half. On the boys' side of the bracket, the finals are set for tomorrow. As Cristo Rey de La Salle will be taking on Trinity Valley, that's out of Weaverville, in the championship, as Las Plumas will take on Orland in the third place game. Fortuna is here on the girls' side, and Fortuna lost their first game to Upper Lake. And then they beat Clear Lake today. So they'll be in the consolation champion, and the Husky girls will take on Trinity tomorrow at 12:30 in the consolation championship. Winner of this game will be in the championship. Nunez will inbound, full court pressure by the Timberwolves. Ball's knocked away from Carter. It's going to be a turnover. Fort Bragg trying to get something going here as Kurtai has it. Low post to Ivan K. And we're going to have a reaching foul against the Warriors. It's going to be bonus situation, 1-1. As Anissa Bottega picks up the foul. That's her first. So both teams in bonus. Delmar in double bonus. Fort Bragg in single bonus. Ivan K to the line to shoot 1-1. First free throw on the way back. Iron, no good. Ball's going to be tracked down by Fort Bragg. And the shot goes up from the corner, knocks it down. 2-point basket by Triplett. Easy bucket for Fort Bragg. Full court pressure, trapping pressure by Fort Bragg, and we're going to have a foul on the ball. Double bonus for Nunez. She'll go to the line. So they're trying to get it out of her hand, and they end up fouling her and sending her to the line. The foul went against Robles, I believe. First free throw is good for Nunez. She now 3 of 5 from the line with 6 points tonight. Second free throw, no good. Warrior lead is 15, 26-11, just under 4 minutes to play here in the second quarter. Triplett with the ball goes right side to Kurtai on top to Bulls. Bulls, dribble drive, going to kick it back out on top to Triplett. Triplett leading the way here in the second quarter for Fort Bragg. goes to Bowles. It's down the 10-footer on the wing. Nice shot by Bowles. Natalia picks up her second bucket. Foul against Fort Bragg in the backcourt once again puts Nunez back at the line. Nunez back to the line. That's going to be her seventh free throw of the half, and she knocks it down. 27-13, your score. Suits come out. Kimora comes in. Second free throw on the way. Up, it's also good. Warrior lead out to 15. 28-13, your score. Fort Bragg coming across midcourt with Triplett. Triplett right side to Robles. Back on top to Triplett. Warriors doing a good job defensively. High post stolen by Brooklyn. Knocked away, out of bounds. Off the Warriors, it's going to be Fort Bragg ball. As Brooklyn Carter and Corbett were trying to tie up the ball over there, knocked it out of bounds. Inbounding will be Triplett. Took it in into Bowles. Dribble drive, 10-footer on the way. Knocks it down. Bowles with another big bucket. And another steal, but picked up by Nunez. Timberwolves ramping up the pressure. Foul's going to go against Kurtai. We're going to go back to the line the other way. Interesting thought process, trapping and double teams in full court when they're in double bonus. As Nunez goes to the line to shoot her ninth free throw of the half. First one is good. After missing three of her first six, she's made her last three. In and out, no good. 29-15 your score. Warriors lead by 14. Ball goes out of bounds. It's going to be Fort Bragg ball off the rebound. Kurtai will get it back to Triplett coming across midcourt. 2:45 left here in the first half. Ball goes right side to Robles. Robles with the ball guarded tightly by Nunez. Underneath to Kurtai. Guarded by Anissa. Double teamed on the baseline. She's going to get called for the travel. Great defense on the baseline by the Warriors as Taylor comes back in. Taylor comes in for Batiga. Full court pressure once again by the Timberwolves as they ramped up the pressure. Taylor gets it into Nunez. Back over to Taylor. Taylor will reverse it to Nunez across midcourt. Easily broken once they took their time. Nunez corner to Brooklyn, tries to look baseline, kicks it back out on top. Nunez with it over to Brooklyn. Shot goes up. Three-point basket, no good. Long rebound, but back to the shooter. Carter gets it to Jacqueline, back out on top to Nunez. Dribble drive, scoop, and no good. Oh. Jump ball. It looked like the layup didn't get... So we got a jump. It's going to be donor ball in possession. The ball got up to the rim. I'm not sure if it was impeded or not. Nunez gets it in to Taylor in the backcourt. Dribble drive up with the shot. She got fouled. Great strong move by Gianna Taylor on the baseline. She got fouled on her jumper. Foul's going to go against Ivan Case. She picks up her second. Gianna Taylor to the line now. A lot of free throws here in the second quarter. As the Warriors have been in double bonus the whole time. First free throw, no good. Taylor now 1 of 3 from the line. 29-15 your score. 2 minutes left here in the first half. Warriors lead 29-15. Second free throw, no good. Rebound's going to go. Where it was going to go to Jacqueline, it's going to be tied up from behind by Bowles. And it's going to be possession to Fort Bragg. Both free throws no good by Taylor, though. And the lead stays at 14. Triplett across midcourt, Britton back in the ballgame for Fort Bragg. After Hendricks picked up her third foul, we haven't seen her the whole second quarter. Tough break for the Timberwolves. High post to Ivankay. The ball stolen by Jacqueline over to Taylor. Taylor's out in transition, down to Carter. Carter, jump shot, five-footer, no good. Rebound's going to go to Nunez. Nunez drifts it away, and we're going to have another jump ball. Robles and Nunez got tied up. 1:20 late left here in the first half. Warriors will inbound underneath their own basket. Looking for a good impound play here to get a bucket. Out to Brooklyn, over to Nunez. Nunez, 15-foot shot from the baseline, just like they drew it up. Two-point basket, good. 16-point lead, 31-15 your score, 1:15 left here in the first half. Robles, left side to Britton, guarded by Taylor. Britton, dribble drive, scoop shot up, knocks it down off the bank. A wild one, but it goes in for Britton. 31-17, at this point, Fort Bragg will take anything they can get. Nunez across midcourt. Dribble drive all by herself. Misses the easiest layup she's had all tournament. But it's going to be off of Timberwolves, out of bounds. It's going to be Warrior ball, 48 on the game clock, 30 on the shot clock. Inside to Taylor. Taylor, dribble drive. Over to Nunez. Nunez around the elbow. All the way around the horn. Up with the shot. Knocks it down. That's a lot tougher shot, but she gets it to fall. Two-point basket for Nunez. 16-point lead. 33 seconds left here in the half. Britton with the ball. Fort Bragg's got to get something here. Ball's loose on the ground. Picked up by Nunez. Steele coming back the other way in transition. She's all by herself. Easy bucket for Nunez. Back-to-back buckets for Nunez, 18-point lead. 12 seconds left here in the first half. Triplet, high post to Ivankay. Back to Triplet. Dribble drive baseline. We're going to have a foul with 5 seconds left on Corbett. Corbett will pick up the foul. That's going to be a blocking foul on the ground. It'll be a one-and-one situation for Triplet. Triplet 0-2 for the line. She'll shoot 1-1 here. With 5 seconds left here in the half. First one good. 35-18 your score. 17-point lead for the Warriors. Three big dribbles up with the second one. No good. Rebound by Jacqueline. 2 seconds. 1 second. Fire from the free throw, three-point line, knocked, oh, in and out by Nunez. And after a quarter where the Warriors led by six, they've extended the lead out here at halftime. The Warriors are going to take a 35-18 lead into halftime. We'll be back with the Hiuchi Hamlet halftime report here in just a moment. We're broadcasting live with Warrior Pride. You're listening to Donor Warrior Sports.
It's time now for the Halftime Report, and it's brought to you by the Hiuchi Hamlet on Highway 199 in Hiuchi. We'll have all the halftime stats and more on the way next.
The Hiuchi Hamlet, nestled in the Redwoods by the Smith River, is your store of convenience. Whether you're spending the day at the river swimming, fishing, hiking, camping, or just taking a leisurely drive, Hiuchi Hamlet has everything you need, from hot snacks, cold beverages, and groceries, to fishing tackle and gas. Stop in to see what kind of goodies you can find whenever you're nearby. Hiuchi Hamlet, proud supporters of the Del Norte Warriors.
And our Sportscaster Club member sponsors are Jawell Benz in Hartwick, Sutter Coast Hospital, Chimney Craft, and Lisa McCowan State Farm Insurance.
The home of Del Norte Warrior Sports, 97.9 K-Pod, broadcasting live with Warrior Pride. Go Warriors! Del Norte Warrior Sports, broadcasting live with Warrior Pride. Thanks to our legendary Sportscasters.
And our our Sportscaster Club member sponsors are South Coast Appliance, Brian's Beach Dogs, Sutter Coast Hospital as our scoreboard sponsor, and our halftime show brought to you by the Hiuchi Hamlet.
The home of Del Norte Warrior Sports, 97.9 K-Pod, broadcasting live with Warrior Pride. Go Warriors! Del Norte Warrior Sports, broadcasting live with Warrior Pride. Thanks to our legendary sportscasters.
And our legendary sportscaster sponsors are Sutter Coast Hospital, Hiuchi Hamlet, H&R Block, Ambro WSG, and Del Norte Tire.
The home of Del Norte Warrior Sports, 97.9 K-Pod, broadcasting live with Warrior Pride. Go Warriors!
Welcome back to What's Your Deal? So, Susan, ready to see what's behind door number one?
What about door two or three?
Sorry, Susan, just one door today.
But there are always three doors.
You expect options everywhere else in life. Are you getting them when it comes to your medical treatment?
It's a year's supply of dog food!
But I don't even own a dog.
Well, this is awkward.
Explore all your options and talk with your doctor about what's right for you. Knowing your options is the best option. Learn more at ahrq.gov. That's ahrq.gov. A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Del Norte Warrior Sports, broadcasting live with Warrior Pride. Thanks to our legendary sportscasters.
And our legendary Sportscaster Club member sponsors are Curry Equipment, Crescent City Glass, Crescent Cabinets, and Crescent City Leschwab Tire Center.
The home of Del Norte Warrior Sports, 97.9 K-Pod, broadcasting live with Warrior Pride. Go Warriors!
It's the Hiuchi Hamlet Halftime Report. And with the latest information, stats of the first half, and games from around the league, here's John.
Welcome back to the Hiuchi Hamlet Halftime Report here at Fort Bragg High as the Warriors lead the Fort Bragg Timberwolves by a score of 35-18 here at the half. Well, let's talk a little bit of wrestling, folks, as the girls wrestling team down in Liberty High School Memorial Wrestling Tournament yesterday in Brentwood, California, sent five wrestlers down on the girls' side, and they all did very well in their respective divisions as Chaney Shad finished with Consolation Championship. Autumn Thompson finished eighth. Tesha Jensaw also finished in eighth place. Carly Dotson finished with an impressive fourth place, along with Aiden Shad also finishing in fourth place. The girls finished 17th out of 64 teams in the field for this competition. Great job for the girls yesterday, and I'm going to take a look at the boys' first day of action down at the same tournament, down in Liberty High. Take a look here. Pull up my papers. It was Chules Bates had two pins today. So basically they're down in the tournament. The first day of the tournament is going to see who goes into the quarterfinals. Nine of our 11 wrestlers on the boys' side are heading to the quarterfinals tomorrow, including Chules Bates, who had two pins. Alex Osborne had two pins. Eric Stansberry had two pins. Curtis Bartley, two pins. Isaac Lopez won in two majors. Soren Lewis, two pins. Colton Shad, two pins. Braden Johnson only had one match today, and he had a pin. Chase Mantonia, one pin also. The team is in third place overall out of 70 teams. All of them are undefeated heading into the quarterfinals of the tournament. Congratulations to the Warriors as they're making big waves in Southern California. I'm hoping tomorrow, if the Warriors can hold on here and we play at 6:30 tomorrow night, it would be great to be able to bring you some finals from down there, as Coach Clint Shad has done a great job of keeping me updated. And good luck to the Warrior wrestling team tomorrow as the quarterfinals will ratchet up when it comes to strong, strong play. Next week, we start league play, as the Warriors girls probably have the toughest start to a league as you could have. The best news is they will open up both their first two games at home, but they will be playing the top two teams in the HDN, as in they will be at home against McKinleyville on Tuesday, and they will be at home Thursday against Eureka. So our radio broadcast schedule will be as follows. I'll have the girls game for you on the 3rd, which is Tuesday. Mr. Pritchett will be away at McKinleyville on Wednesday with the boys. I'll be back at home for Eureka game on Thursday. And then John Pritchett will be on the road on Friday at Eureka to bring you 4 games next week as the HDN starts off with firing on all cylinders. McKinleyville, talking to Coach, we talked yesterday at halftime. We talked to Coach Chapman from Fortuna a little bit about the HDN. McKinleyville, very athletic, couple basketball players. Eureka's pretty tall, plays with 3 bigs sometimes, which can be definitely tough for any of the Big 5 opponents. And then you got the Fortuna, Arcata. Arcata coach Doug Oliveira with Arcata Tigers got his squad shooting a lot of threes and pushing the pace both ways. It can always be a tough matchup if you're having an off day. And along with Fortuna, watching them up here, still learning, still got some mishaps here and there, but never going to be an easy game in the Big 5 this year. Like talking to Coach Chapman, it's going to be super important for all the teams in the Big 5 to hold serve at home, which even makes the 2 games Del Norte girls have next week even more important, as they'll try to hold serve at home, taking on McKinleyville and Eureka next week. Let's take a look at the first quarter stats. Fort Bragg was led by Bowles. She had 6. Triplett had 5. And Brenton had 4. Fort Bragg was only able to get two field goals in the first quarter, and they ended up with 5 field goals in the second quarter for a total of 18 points. On the Del Norte side, it was Nunez leading the way, as she had 15 points in the first half. Brooklyn Carter had 6. Deanna Taylor had 3. Koi Pa McQuillan had the lone three-pointer. Actually, Nunez had 1 three-pointer. Koi Pa also had a three-pointer in the first half. And Lauren Stoats came off the bench with 4 points also. The Warriors had a 24-point second quarter, which opened up the lead. And it was all gas off the turnovers by the Timberwolves that led to those points. Well, this has been your High UT Hamlet Halftime Report. High UT Hamlet, it has hot drinks, cold snacks. It has cold drinks and hot snacks also. It has everything you want, everything you need. In fact, if they don't have it, you don't need it. High UT Hamlet, located on U.S. Highway 199 in High UT. There we go. Starting the second half, it's going to be Timberwolves ball as Triplett's going to inbound. Very important the Warriors keep up the defensive intensity here in the third quarter to keep Fort Bragg out of this one. Comer has the ball left side, doubled up underneath. Ball was tipped around, ended up in Triplett's hands as she gets an easy bucket on the back side. 35-20 your score. Easy basket for Triplett to start the second half as Nunez comes across midcourt. Man-to-man defense for the Timberwolves. Nunez will be fine bringing it back out around the perimeter and be patient. High post to Corbett, over to Anissa, back to Corbett. Right side to Anissa. Looking underneath, trying to find Kimora. But Kobe gets the ball taken from her. Hendricks back in the ball game, making her presence known as she gets a steal. Fort Bragg back the other way. It's Comer. Hendricks got tons of energy playing with 3 fouls. Bowles with the ball left side over to Robles. Tried to go underneath. Ball's knocked out of bounds off Nunez. Fort Bragg will keep the ball with 11 on the shot clock. Triplett will inbound the ball. Out into Comer. Back to ball's going to be ripped away by Nunez. Nunez out in transition. Pushing the pace back the other way. Up with the scoop shot. No good. Ball's loose on the ground. It's going to be picked up by the Warriors. Corbett comes up. Nope. Ball's tipped out of her hands. picked up by Fort Bragg. Gomer hit hard, but she ends up with the ball. Ball stolen again. Tried to get into Hendricks. Stolen by Corbett. Warriors quickly back the other way. It's Nunez. Dribble drive comes back out. She'll pull it back out and reset out on top. 15 on the shot clock. High post to Corbett. Great look. Unbelievable. Jacqueline, ball fake, dribble drive, dump off. Great look to Kimora McCovey, and she gets the easy bucket. Kimora gets her first bucket. Warriors back up by 17. Bowles, dribble drive, baseline. Blows right by McCovey, but she misses the layup. Ball's going to be off Jacqueline. Subs coming in the ballgame as Ivan Kay comes in for Fort Bragg. Carter comes in and Stoots comes in for the Warriors. It's going to be Fort Bragg ball underneath their own basket with 16 to shoot. Triple gets the ball into Bowles. Bowles dribble drive middle of the key over to Ivan Kay, knocks it down. Sonia Ivan Kay picks up her second bucket of the ball game. 37-22 your score. Warriors across midcourt with Nunez. She'll slow it down, use some of that clock. Warriors like to use it. High post to Jacqueline. Jacqueline will fire from the top of the key. No good. Rebound's going to go to Ivan Kay. Long rebound to Fort Bragg, quickly coming back the other way. Two Bowles in the corner. Guarded by Corbett. Back out on top to Robles. Right side to Triplett. She'll drive it back to the top of the key. Trying to find Hendricks underneath. Can't find her. Skip past the Bowles. 10 to shoot. Bowles goes backside to Robles. Underneath, tries to get it to Hendricks. Ball stolen by Jacqueline. Corbett out in transition. Corbett over to Stoots. Stoots up with the layup. What a job. As Corbett orchestrating the fast break, dumps it to Stoots. Stoots gets the bucket. Quickly back the other way. Fort Bragg. And we're going to have a foul on the ground on Stoots. As they push and pace back the other way, Fort Bragg's got to get something going. Britton comes in the ballgame along with Epperson. Foul against the Warriors. It's going to be inbounded underneath the basket for Fort Bragg. As Triplett inbounds the ball. Gets it into Ivan Kay. Ivan Kay up with the shot. No good off the side rim. Rebounds on the floor. It's going to be out of bounds off the Warriors. Fresh shot clock. Tough guard here for Jacqueline. Triplett trying to get the ball in. 4 seconds almost. Ball tied up. Great job by Corbett as they tried to get it in Hendricks and she tied it up. Coach Clifton happy with his team's effort so far coming out here. 39-22 your score. Triplett's going to try to pick up Nunez full court here. Nunez breaks away, beats the double team. Carter on top two. Dribble drive by Gianna Taylor from the wing, knocks it down. Pretty drive for Gianna. Gigi gets the bucket, and it's a 19-point lead. Britton with the floater, no good. Rebounded by Fort Bragg, stolen by Nunez. Nunez out in transition, up with the right hand of the layup, knocks it down. Great job by Nunez. Off another turnover, the Warriors score and extend it to a 21-point lead. 4 minutes left here in the third quarter. Britton has the ball. Over right side to Epperson. Epperson dribble drives to come back out. Ball's knocked away, picked up by Nunez. Nunez is going to have a layup back the other way. She misses. And the ball's coming back the other way now. As going to the basket's going to be Triplett. Triplett's going to get fouled as it was coast-to-coast both ways. Foul's going to go against Stoots. She'll pick up her second team foul, as Triplett will go to the line to shoot two. Triplett, 1 of 3 from the, 1 of 4 from the line. Makes that 2 of 5. Wilson comes into the ball game. Winningham comes into the ball game. This is that rotation we were looking for from the post. as the Warriors have plenty of posts, and now Wilson and Winningham with 4 minutes left. Let's see if they can get 4 minutes of good work here. Rebound by Hendricks, and she's going to be fouled. Winningham lets Hendricks catch it right over top of her. Winningham went up for the ball, and it went right over her head to Hendricks. Lane violation on Hendricks. She's not going to get the foul. So she got the 2 points for the bucket. 43-25 your score. Full court pressure by Fort Bragg. Just man-to-man, though. So Nunez brings triplet across midcourt. Gets a pick from Lily Wilson. Nunez back out on top to Anissa. Shot goes up, knocks it down. Big shot by Anissa. Don't let her get hot from beyond the arc. She knocks down the three ball. 21-point lead for the Warriors. 3:20 left on the Sutter Coast Hospital scoreboard. Triplet with the ball coming across midcourt. Triplet back out on top in the ball game. Kurtai. Kurtai right side to Triplet, guarded by Carter out there, and she's going to get called for the reach. Silly spot to reach out on the perimeter there. She picks up her third. Fourth team foul. Shot goes up by Hendricks. No good. Rebounded by the Warriors. Anissa gets the ball out to Nunez. Nunez across midcourt. Under 3 minutes to play here in the third quarter. Dribble drive up with the shot. Nice shot by Carter. Athletic move on the baseline. Sliding between defenders and hits the floater. 23-point lead for the Warriors. Britton across midcourt, guarded by Nunez. Dribble drive, scoop shot up. She got it, and she's fouled. Britton gets a big bucket, the senior 4-4 Bragg. Foul's going to go against Winningham. She's got two. Britton will go to the line to shoot. Missed the free throw ball, goes out of bounds off Ivan K. It's going to be Delnor ball. Full court pressure once again by the Warriors. Into Nunez. Nunez quickly back the other way. Corner to Brooklyn. Carter tries to drive baseline, hands it back off to Nunez on top. 2:23 left. Pick by Wilson. Pick by Anissa. Back out on top to Anissa. Shot goes up. Nice stop by Nunez. Three-point basket from the wing as Beyond the Arc starting to become an issue for Fort Bragg if the Warriors get hot. 24-point lead. Wilson's going to get called maybe for the hold. Good hard work as Hendricks is very active underneath there. Wilson will pick up the foul. That'll be her fifth. Triplett will take a break. Robles will come back in and pass the ball in. Gets it in, ball's loose on the ground, picked up by Anissa. Another turnover, 5-4 Bragg, and the Warriors look to capitalize on it. Over to Nunez. Nunez across midcourt. They'll slow it down up by 24. 1:45 left here in the third quarter. Nunez, dribble drive, kicked it, get past to Carter. Carter's lost it behind her back, and it's going to be stolen by Fort Bragg. Quickly back the other way, stolen by Nunez again. Nunez pushing the pace back the other way, guarded by Hendricks. Fires a three-point shot. In and out, no good. Rebounded by Kurtai. Kurtai quickly back the other way for Fort Bragg. Left side to Ivan K. Dribble drive. Saved by Fort Bragg. Kurtai has it on top. Over to Britton. Britton's going to reset on top. 10 on the shot clock. Hendricks. Right side to Kurtai. 6 on the shot clock. Hendricks has it on baseline. Guarded by Wilson. Great defense on the baseline, not reaching, keeping her feet behind her, and Hendricks stepped out of bounds, turnover. 54 seconds left here in the third quarter. Warriors lead by 24. Nunez across midcourt, definitely a little bit gassed, getting a break here. Anissa with the ball. She'll shoot from the top of the key. No good. Rebound's going to go to Winningham. Went to go get it, and she's going to be tripped up by the push from behind. Not sure it was completely intentional. Gertheim's going to pick up the foul. It'll be your third. First team foul against Fort Bragg. As Brianna just coming back from an ankle injury, is slowly coming off the court. Coach Clifton's going to take a full timeout. And with that timeout, gives a chance to say hello to some more of our Sportscasters Club members, including Crescent City Les Schwab Tire. Doing the right thing matters. Downward Ambulance, dedicated to serving this community. Western Valley Insurance, on and off the field, on and off the court. Teamwork makes the difference. Call Western Valley Insurance for a local team committed to community. Curry Equipment, your one-stop shop for power equipment, Crescent City and Brookings. Crescent City Glass, glass. If it's glass, they work with it. Serving you since 1947. And Crescent Cabinets. Need new cabinets? Call Crescent Cabinets. Winner of tonight's game will be in the championship tomorrow at 6:30 p.m. And they will take on Upper Lake. Upper Lake undefeated so far, 11-12-0 now, as they beat Windsor 62-49. If Delnor loses this game, they'll be playing at 3:30. But they're up by 24 with 30 seconds left here in the third quarter. Barring any miracle comeback, the Warriors can take care of business here in the fourth quarter. They'll be on their way to another championship game. Underneath their own basket, with a fresh shot clock, four-second differential, Nunez inbound. Nunez throws it into Carter, and she'll have it up on top. Coach Clifton will want the last shot of the half here, out of the quarter, if he can. Nunez with the ball, guarded by Kurtai out on top. Dribble drive, kicks it out to Carter. Carter back out on top to Nunez. 10 on the shot clock, dribble drive up with the shot, knocks it down. Nunez gets the bucket. 5-10 seconds left here in the quarter. Robles back across midcourt. Over to Britton. 4 seconds. Dribble drive by Britton. Spin move. Shot goes up. No good, and that's going to do it for the end of the third quarter, as the Delano Warriors have extended their lead 53-27. We'll be back with the fourth and final quarter here in just a moment. We're broadcasting live with Warrior Pride. You're listening to Delano Warrior Sports.
And our legendary sportscaster sponsors are Center Coast Hospital, Iuchi Hamlet, H&R Block, Ambro WSG, and Delnor Tire.
The home of Delnor Warrior Sports, 97.9 K-Pod, broadcasting live with Warrior Pride. Go Warriors! Delnor Warrior Sports, broadcasting live with Warrior Pride. Thanks to our legendary sportscasters.
And our legendary Sportscaster Club member sponsors are Curry Equipment, Crescent City Glass, Crescent Cabinets, and Crescent City Les Schwab Tire Center.
The home of Delnor Warrior Sports, 97.9 K-Pod, broadcasting live with Warrior Pride. Go Warriors!
Welcome back, Warrior fans, to the fourth and final quarter here of the semifinal game at the Vern Piver Memorial Invitation Tournament here in Fort Bragg, California, as Delnor is one quarter away from heading to the championship. If they can hold serve here, leading 53-27 here in the semifinal game against the host team, Fort Bragg. Fort Bragg will have the first possession of the fourth quarter. Kurtai with the ball up on top to Ivan K. Left side to Robles. We're going to have a foul on the ball, I believe. Foul's going to go against Wilson. Hendricks will go to the line to shoot 1-1. Hendrick at the line has been able to avoid the fourth foul in the third quarter. In and out, misses the first free throw. Rebounded by Fort Bragg, though, picked up by Wilson. Wilson out to Carter. Back the other way, over to Franz. Franz goes up. No good. Rebounded by Carter. Carter will put it back up, knock it down. Great job by Brooklyn, battling for the rebound there. Warriors extend it to 28. Kurtai with the ball, left wing. Over to Ivan K. Dribble drive, middle of the key, out to Robles. Robles go to baseline to Ivan K. Guarded by Franz in the ball game. Loose ball picked up by Nunez on the steal. Back the other way, turnover leads to a bucket. Nunez picks it up. 30-point lead for the Warriors. 57-27, your score. Ivan K, high post, dribble handoff to Britton. Britton over the other way, dribble drive baseline, up the shot. She's going to get fouled by Franz. Franz is going to get called for her second foul. Eighth team foul against the Warriors. As Britton goes to the line to shoot two. Britton's 2 of 3 from the line. Makes that 3 of 4 as she knocks that one down. Nice. 29-point lead for the Warriors. 57-28 your score. Make that 57-29 as Britton knocks down both of them. Nunez slowly across midcourt. She'll come across with about 20 on the shot clock. She takes about 10 to get across. Guarded by Kurtai. Getting a pick from Wilson. Backside to Anissa. Shot goes up. In and out. No good. Rebounded by Carter. Ball's going to be knocked almost out of bounds. It was going off Fort Bragg, but Carter picked it up. So it's going to be out of bounds off the Warriors. It's going to be Fort Bragg ball off the turnover. Robles across the court gets it over to Britton. Britton, dribble drive, spin move, middle of the key. Up with the floater. No good. Rebound by Ivan K, where Franz was right there to get it, but just didn't grab it. It's going to go out of bounds off the Warriors. It's going to be Fort Bragg ball. Inbounding, Robles gets it into Ivan K. Up with the shot, no good. Rebounded by Nunez. Nunez is going to push it forward to Carter. Carter in transition, up with the shot, no good. Rebound by Nunez, puts it back up, and she's going to get fouled. She'll go to the line to shoot, too. And Robles will pick up the foul. Wholesale change for the Warriors after the shot here. Nunez knocks down the first one. As Corbett comes back in, Kimura comes back in, Koi paws in, and Stoot. Nunez stays in the ballgame. Missed the second free throw, rebounded by Britton. Fort Bragg quickly coming back the other way. 6 minutes left in the ballgame. Warriors lead by 29. They have Fort Bragg doubled right now. Ball stolen, knocked away by Poipa, but picked back up by Fort Bragg in the backcourt. 15 on the shot clock now as Robles comes across midcourt. Warriors defensively doing a great job, picking up for the starters left off. Ball's going to be thrown out of bounds off of Robles, a turnover for Fort Bragg as Nunez comes off the floor. Great game for Lily as she set the tone early and just never let up on the gas pedal. Taylor will bring the ball up now. Gianna. Gianna with the ball. Right side to Koipa. Koipa stuck in the corner. Throws it away to Hendricks. Hendricks out in transition. Quickly back the other way. Kicks it over to Robles. Over to Kurtai. Transition look for Fort Bragg. No good. Rebound by Hendricks, though. Hendricks will put it back up, and she's going to get fouled. Good strong move by Hendricks that time. Lamara Hendricks, the sophomore. Foul's going to go against suit, she picked up her third. Hendricks, only a sophomore, very athletic, misses her free throw. She's now 1 of 7 from the line. Ending the second free throw here. Quick spin, 2 hard dribbles. Second one on its way. No good. Rebounded by the Warriors, though. Deuce comes up with it. Over to Kimura. Ball's going to be knocked out of bounds off Britton. Going to be Delnor ball. 58-29 your score. 5 minutes left here in the ballgame. Warriors on their way to the championship game here in Fort Bragg. Koypa McQuillan with the ball. Dribble drive. Underneath the Stutes, great look. Lauren knocks it down. Opportunistic bucket for Lauren. She's got 8, and the Warriors lead out to 31. Dribble drive by Britton on the baseline. She goes up. We're going to have a blocking foul on Stutes. Lauren will pick up her 4th. And that puts Britton to the line. Britton 4 or 5 from the line. Picked up 4 or 6 as she misses that one. Back into the game, 4-4 Bragg will be Land and Epperson. Four fouls on. Second one also no good, but rebound by Hendricks. She'll put it back up. Hendricks beats Stutes on that one. 2-point basket, 60-31, your score, 29-point lead. Gianna Taylor bringing the ball across midcourt, guarded by Kurtai. Gets a pick from Kimura. McCovey over to Jacqueline. 3-second violation against the Warriors. Three-second turnover for the Warriors. It's going to be Fort Bragg coming back the other way. 4 minutes to play. Britton bringing it across midcourt. Left side to Hendricks to the elbow. Dribble handoff to Britton. Britton goes up the 8-footer. No good. Rebound by Stutes. Stutes loses the handle. Kimura comes up with it. Possession arrow to the Warriors as it was a jump ball. Full court pressure here by Fort Bragg. It's the Warriors' second team without Nunez or Anissa in the ballgame can handle it. Taylor brings it up court, across midcourt. Taylor guarded by Kurtai out on top. Gets a pick from Koypa. Dribble drive baseline. Great job by Hendricks to cut her off. Pulls it back out on top. Koy, we're going to get called for the travel. She thought about one way and went the other way and shuffled those feet. It's going to be a turnover by the Warriors. Going to be Fort Bragg ball across midcourt. 29-point lead for the Warriors. Land has the ball up to Hendricks. Ball's going to be stolen, but there's going to be a foul. It's going to be on Corbett. Corbett will pick up the foul. That'll be her 2nd. Britton will go to the line to shoot 2. Double bonus situation for Fort Bragg. First free throw, front rim, no good. After making 4 of her first 5, she's missed her last 3. Second one on the way knocks it down. 60-32 your score, 3:30 left here in the ballgame. Gianna Taylor across midcourt. Dribble drive baseline, she'll pull it back out on top. High post to Kimura, ball's knocked away by Britton. Picked up by Stutes. Stutes has the ball tied up. Great job by Britton to tie it up. Possession arrow is going to go to Fort Bragg. Here comes Britton back across midcourt. Skip pass over to Land. Land back out on top to Britton. Shot goes up, knocks it down, and she's fouled. The kind of one-handed hook shot from the free throw line goes in. Corbett's going to pick up the foul, and Britton will go to the line to try to complete the 3-point play. 60-34 your score, 26-point lead now. Wholesale change for the Warriors. It's Fran, Wilson, Nunez, Anissa, all come back in. Free throw's good. Three-point play completed by Britton. Full court pressure by Fort Bragg. Nunez back in the ballgame. She brings it up. Ball's knocked out of bounds off Britton. They're trying to get it to Anissa on the wing. Taylor will inbound the ball. Get the ball into Nunez. Nunez with the ball, dictating all the traffic, gets it underneath to Wilson. Wilson's got to go get that one. Kurtai with the ball across midcourt, right side, underneath to Hendricks, gets it there. Wilson's going to get called for the foul. Three fouls on Wilson. Hendricks back to the line to shoot two. 25-point lead, 2:40 left here in the ball game. Hendricks at the line. Hendricks' first free throw is good. Breaks the snide. She missed her last five. 24-point lead. Second free throw on its way. No good off the back rim. Long rebound's going to go to Fort Bragg, though. Land has it. Land guarded by Anissa. Back over to Kurtai. We're going to have a backcourt violation as Anissa and Gianna Taylor applied the pressure. Turnover by the Timberwolves. It's going to be Warrior ball. 60-36 your score. Anissa gets the ball into Nunez. Nunez across midcourt, guarded by Kurtai. It's going to be Delnor ball off of Kurtai. Knocked it out of Nunez's hands. 2:22 left here. Nunez looking to inbound the ball. Nunez trying to get it to Wilson. I'm watching the high post play. As they're battling, Wilson finally gets it. Oh, too strong off the backboard. Great look. Just couldn't get it to fall. Open look. 2 minutes left. Warriors are going to inbound underneath their own basket with 8 seconds left on the shot clock. Gets it into Anissa. Anissa fires. No good. Long rebound's going to go out of bounds off the Warriors. It's going to be Timberwolf ball. 60-36 your score. 2 minutes left. Kurtai passes it into Britton, coming across midcourt, guarded by Anissa out on top. Left side to Hendricks at the elbow. Over to Epperson, underneath to Kurtai. Ball's loose on the ground, picked up by Anissa. Jump ball is going to be called, and it's going to be Delnor ball on possession. Kind of a sloppy fourth quarter here as Koibach comes in for Nunez. Lily comes off the floor. Full court pressure by Fort Bragg. Anissa has it's going to come across midcourt. And she'll slowly come across, 23 on the shot clock when she gets across midcourt. Guarded by Britton out on top. Underneath to Wilson, back out to Koipaw. Koipaw, 3-point shot on the way, no good. Rebounded by Kurtai. Fort Bragg pushing the pace back the other way. Skip pass down the floor to Hendricks. Hendricks back to Britton on the left wing. Back out on top to Kurtai. Right side to Land. She ball fakes the three and gets underneath to Epperson. Epperson goes up and she's fouled. Franz is going to get called for the foul. Franz will pick up her third. Then Epperson to the line to try to get her first basket, first points of the game. First free throw is no good. Back rim. 108 left here in the ball game. 60-36 your score. Warriors well on their way to a championship game tomorrow. Second free throw off the backboard. Good. She gets her first point of the game, and it's a 23-point lead for the Warriors. Taylor with the ball across midcourt. Guarded by Land, dribble handoff to Anissa. 40-second shot differential shot clock to game clock. Anissa right side to Taylor, and we're going to have a push out of bounds. Land's going to get the push. Land will pick up her second foul. Only 13 foul against Fort Bragg with under a minute to play here. Should be a fresh shot clock with the foul. Koi Paw underneath to Wilson. Over to Franz. Nice job. Put it back up. Wilson will go to the line. After Wilson had a pretty pass to Franz, couldn't make it. But Wilson picked up the rebound, went up, and was fouled. So Lily will go to the line to shoot two. Lily's first free throw on the way, no good. 60-37, your score. Warriors lead by 23 on the Sutter Coast Hospital scoreboard with 46 seconds left. Second free throw on the way, back rim out, no good. Rebound by Hendricks. Fort Bragg will come back the other way with less than a minute to play here in the ballgame. Ball goes right side to Hendricks. Back out on top to Kurtai. Over to Bulls. Up with the shot, no good. Rebounded by Anissa, and Anissa can go ahead and dribble this one out as the Del Norte Warriors are headed to the championship game. Here's the Vern Piver Memorial Holiday Classic. And we're going to have a turnover here as it went into the backcourt. 8 seconds left. Fort Bragg will inbound on the sideline. Kurtai will get the ball in to Bull, Brenton. Brenton across midcourt, 3 seconds, 2 seconds. Kurtai's going to fire one or not. That'll be it, folks, as the Del Norte Warriors have defeated the host team Fort Bragg Timberwolves by a final score of 60-37. We'll be back at the postgame show here in just a moment. We're broadcasting live with Warrior Pride. You're listening to Del Norte Warrior Sports.
It's time now for the Del Norte Warrior Game of the Week postgame show. We have all the latest stats and information for this game coming up next.
Del Norte Warrior Sports, broadcasting live with Warrior Pride. Thanks to our legendary sportscasters.
And our Sportscaster Club members' sponsors are Del Norte Ambulance, Oat Hill Organic Beef, More John Parts and Service, and McFerrin's Tax and Bookkeeping Services.
The home of Del Norte Warrior Sports, 97.9 K-Pod, broadcasting live with Warrior Pride. Go Warriors!
Is hip pain keeping you from golf, gardening, or playing with the grandkids? Introducing orthopedic surgeon Dr. Jack Bella, who's recently joined the staff at Sutter Coast Community Clinic. Dr. Bella has over 30 years of experience as a board-certified orthopedic surgeon, and he specializes in anterior hip replacements, which can lead to faster recovery to help you get back to doing the things you love.
For hip pain or other orthopedic needs, call Dr. Bella's office at 707-464-5974.
Del Norte Warrior Sports, broadcasting live with Warrior Pride. Thanks to our legendary sportscasters.
And our Sportscaster Club member sponsors are Valvoline Henry's Car Wash, McDonald's, Eco Nutrients, and England Marine Supply.
The home of Del Norte Warrior Sports, 97.9 K-Pod, broadcasting live with Warrior Pride. Go Warriors!
Now it's time for the Del Norte Warrior postgame show right here.
Welcome back to the postgame show here at Fort Bragg, California, where Del Norte just defeated Fort Bragg by a final score of 60-37, where Del Norte led 35-18 at the half and outscored the Wolves in the third and fourth quarter by 25-19 to secure the 60-37 win. Leading scorers for Fort Bragg was Bowles. She had 6, and Triplett had 8, along with Britton with 12 points, the senior. And for Del Norte, it was Brooklyn Carter, the sophomore, with 10. Ju- junior, Lily Nunez, with 25 points tonight. And Lauren Stutes, third leading scorer, with 8 points for the Warriors. Bottega and Taylor both added in 5. McQuillan had a 3-point basket. McCovey had 2. And Kiki Franz ended up with 1 free throw for the Warriors. Up next for the Warriors will be the championship game tomorrow, as they will go for the championship tomorrow at 6:30, as they will take on Upper Lake. Upper Lake defeated earlier tonight Windsor by a final score of 62-49. So that should wrap things up here for us tonight. A big thanks to our engineer without peer, Gloria, back to the studios. For Mike O'Brien at KPOD, General Manager Larry Tempe, President Mike Wilson, and the entire Bicoastal Media family, thanks for listening. And remember, you can hear a rebroadcast of this game on DelNorteSports.com. Once again, we'll be back on the air for the championship game tonight around 6:30. Our final score here tonight, DelNorte defeated Fort Bragg by a final score of 60-28. I'm John Horner. Good night, everybody. Stay safe and may God bless.
You've been listening to the DelNorte Game of the Week, and it was brought to you by Sutter Coast Hospital, Iuchi Hamlet, H&R Block, Hambro WSG, DelNorte Tire, Curry Equipment, Crescent City Glass, Crescent Cabinets, Crescent City Leshwab Tire Center, DelNorte Ambulance, Oat Hill Organic Beef, Morjon Parts and Service, McFerrin's Tax and Bookkeeping Services, Valvoline Henry's Car Wash, McDonald's, Eco Nutrients, England Marine, Chawell Benz and Hartwick, Chimney Craft, Lisa McCowan, South Coast Appliance, and Brian's Beach Dogs. This has been a Bicoastal Media Sports presentation.